Book at Trackwork, Darryl Shearer was out at Flemington earlier today. Good morning, Darryl.
Morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. How were the conditions at Flemington? That wind would have been a bit brisk, I'm tipping.
Yes, certainly a bit brisk, but we're lucky to be there, so can't be complaining.
That's the that's what we want to hear. And what did your eyes see today? Tell us about Morton's Fork.
Morton Fork's looking really, really well. He was out on the steeplegrass this morning. The as you alluded to, with the wind that we've had in the last couple of weeks, the grass is riding fairly firm on the good three side. You've got a feel for Liam and his team, but he was on his own Morton's Fork. I think he was pretty well the first horse on the grass this morning, but he was over 1,000 metres and did it very, very smoothly. Last 400 metres, he's broken 23.5 and did it nice and comfortably. And I think he's nominated for the 2,000 metre race on Saturday, John. And he's looking ready to peak after, I think he's had three runs back this time in. So the step out to 2,000 metres shouldn't be worrying him at all, I'd say.
All right. We also had Kennedy and Chatto Chack.
Chack, yep. Yeah, they were together. They followed Morton's Fork down and very, very similar work-wise and time-wise. They both threw the line together and did it comfortably. They've broken 23.5 for their last 400 metres. And Kennedy is in two races on Saturday. He's in the three-year-old. And then both he and Chatto Chack are in the benchmark 78 over 1,200. But Kennedy will be second up on Saturday if he runs. And his first up run at Caulfield, I think, was actually better than it looked. He just met some interference and was just held up at a vital stage. But he's come on really well from that run. And depending on which race he runs in, you'd certainly think he'd be competitive.
Was that a tailwind this morning, Darryl?
It was blowing across, I'd say. But we've had last half of June and all of July, our work on the grass has been right-handed, and it blows across them. But then when they run down the back, it would be a diagonal angle across them, I'd say. But without having a windsock and Jane Bunn here to direct us on the wind direction, we're probably struggling a bit. But you certainly wouldn't want to be standing out in a short T-shirt, I can tell you that much.
I'm sure that Jane would be a welcome addition to any track work at Flemington. Let's talk about another Bullseye and Winkleman.
Yep, they were together on the grass, and they were over a little bit further. They were over 1,200 metres. But again, both strong late. The last 400 metres, just under 24 seconds. Both nicely on the bridle through the line and together. And both those girls have got nominations for the Rising Stars final on Saturday. And again, another Bullseye. She's had a couple of runs this preparation and is holding her condition really well. Looks terrific. Winkleman's also another one that's had a bit of racing, so she's certainly not lacking fitness for the race on Saturday.
How's the little Engine ticking over?
Engine, he's a familiar face at Flemington. He's first up on Saturday.
Okay. What distance?
He's nominated for the 2,000 metre race, but
okay.
Danny O'Brien has the advantage of the property down at Barwon Heads. So Engine has spent a little bit of time there and backwards and forwards between there and Flemington. But he was on his own this morning and stretched out over 1,200 metres. Again, just pretty casual through the last 400 metres, tick under 26 seconds. But there was no rush or hurry about him. And as I said, he's due to kick off on Saturday. First up, I'm sure he'll take some good improvement from the run as he builds through for another preparation.
What about So Splendid?
So Splendid, she was on her own, again on the grass, and fairly typical Waller work. Just cruised home her last 400 in a tick over 26 seconds, but under a good hold, did this comfortably. She's also another one nominated for the Rising Stars final. She's had two runs this time in Sydney. Stepped out over, I think she was over about 1,800 last time at Rose Hill, but the race on Saturday is 1,700 metres, and the way she's looking, that shouldn't prove any problem for her.
What about My Nordic Hero? How did the horse look?
He looks terrific. He's another one that's that's holding his condition well. The one thing that you can almost certainly count on with all of those Waller horses is they always look well. They hold their condition. They're not over. They're not over tested on the track, so I'm sure that plays a part on it. But he's a flashy grey. We've got a few greys at Flemington at the moment, but he looks really well in himself. He was over 1,000 metres. Again, was not hurried at all over the last 400 metres, just cruised through, had plenty more to give. He was tick over 27 seconds for his last 400. So he's certainly probably at that point where he's at peak fitness, and he's another one that's nominated for the 2,000 metre race on Saturday along with his stablemates Sayed and Jaminza.
And how do they look? I see Waller's bringing Sayed down from Sydney, probably in the search of some better tracks.
A little bit like that, I think. He's no stranger to Flemington because he's been here before. But his form is—I'm pretty sure he's won on a heavy track. But I think the main thing with him is just finding the suitable race. Mm. And he's racing well. He looks terrific. You can't lose him in the dark because he's got a big white face and white socks. But again, typical Waller work. 1,000 metres, not stressed. The last 400 metres, a little bit over 26 seconds for his little final piece, and did it easily. Was nice and comfortable, and just cruised through the line. And Jaminza was quite similar as well. You can almost just run them single file, and they're going to be in Indian file all the way along. But he's another one, Jaminza. He's holding his condition well, looks nice and bright. So I'm not sure if they'll all run in the same race on Saturday, but if they do, I'm sure they'll all be competitive.
Sure will be. So you swing and necessitas?
Yep. For Matthew Ellett and Simon Zara, they were together, and they're both nominated for the same race, the two-year-old race on Saturday. They were over 1,000 metres on the grass. Quite quick overall. They settled into a strong rhythm early and then just maintained it. They were through the line together, but weren't pressed to run any time, a little bit over 25 seconds for the last 400 metres. But again, they're stepping up to the 1,800 metres on Saturday. That'll be the longest two-year-old race that we've had this season in Victoria. So as far as they're concerned, they go there with some experience under their belt, and I guess a lot of it will just depend on whether they both line up.
And finally, fun fact, how did the horse look?
He was out early. Mrs. Waterhouse was down this morning just to cast her eye over the team, and he was out on the dirt over 1,000 metres. And settled into a nice rhythm. He's through the line strongly. He's broken 24 seconds for the last 400, which is good work on the dirt. Come back, wouldn't blow a candle out, was very, very happy with himself. So it's his first time at going left-handed, but the main thing for him will be if he can settle into the Melbourne way. But he's been sent down here because of the distance of the race, and you can guarantee that he'll be there on pace, and he won't lack anything for fitness on Saturday.
Well, that's a typical Waterhouse runner. Does Gay often pop down to visit track work?
She's been away. She had her annual sojourn over to Europe.
Sabbatical, yes.
Yep, for 4 or 5 weeks. But she was here for both Monday and Tuesday. And I think she said this morning that she's going to be back on Saturday. So she spends quite a bit of time with the horse at Flemington. Comes down, spends at least a day and a half, and goes through all the horses and makes sure everything's being done the way she wants it. So she's certainly not an absent landlord, that's for sure.
An amazing work ethic, Gay Waterhouse, just an absolute ornament to the industry. All right, what were the best that you spotted?
I thought Morton Fork certainly building up to a win, and I think the way Kennedy worked, if he runs in the three-year-old race, I think he can go pretty close.
Well played, Daryl. Good luck.
Thanks, John.
Daryl.